Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Get ready to hear for the next year, 2 years, about the horrors of forever chemicals. Now, they got the nickname by not breaking down over time. The EPA announced yesterday, for those of you listening live, today is the 19th of October, 2021, that it plans to regulate PFAS, the forever chemicals. But most importantly, they've found their way into our water sources, and considering exposure to PFAS has been linked to long-term health effects. Okay. So the EPA is going to restrict the chemicals from being released into the environment. So what are we going to do with them? Well, these hazardous substances are going to make the companies pay for contamination and cleanup work, but it really hasn't fleshed out the entirety of what they're going to do. So they probably won't get to it until 2023. We're just going to talk bad about it for right now. One report that the EPA has identified over 120,000 sites across the U.S. where people might be exposed to PFAS, and that almost no part of the U.S. is free of potential contamination. Exposure to this synthetic group of chemicals called phthalates, P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S.
Phthalate.
Phthalates. Now, this product, or this chemical, the forever chemicals, can be found in hundreds of products, such as cosmetics, detergents, food packing, soaps, shampoos, and my favorite, others. So the chemicals are known to interfere with the human body's hormonal system. Disruptions of the endocrine system have been linked to developmental, reproductive, brain, immune, and other problems. That's according to the National Institute of Environmental Health Services. So the agency notes assessing the potential health problems in humans related to phthalates has been difficult as people are exposed to multiple endocrine disruptors at the same time. So, according to this new study led by researchers at New York University's Grossman School of Medicine, estimates that phthalates may be associated with somewhere between 91,000 and 107,000 premature deaths in the U.S. among adults ages 55 to 64. May be associated with that. The study estimates that the deaths could cost the country between $40 and $47 billion annually. So I guess we're not supposed to wash our hair, we're not supposed to use shampoos and soaps and detergents. Just don't use any of it because of the hazardous substances from forever chemicals. Okay. I mean, just another way that we are doomed. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. All right, what is going on in New York? First, we find out that New York City City Hall will no longer be home to the Thomas Jefferson statue. Then we see a 7-foot Harambe statue down in Wall Street, facing the charging bull down in Wall Street, which apparently, you know, that's okay because around the bull, they've put all these bananas. Wait, what? Yeah. The giant gorilla was placed in Bowling Green Park directly across from the charging bull statue, surrounded by 10,000 bananas. Okay, I guess later those are going to be donated to local food banks. To make a point about wealth disparity. I don't know how bananas do that, but apparently they do. So the organizers of and founders of Sapien Network, an in-development social networking platform dedicated to putting the needs and welfare of human beings first, said they put up the display to show that Wall Street has become bananas, wholly out of touch with the needs of everyday people. Sapien.network co-founders Robert Giometti said that they use the symbol of Harambe to represent the millions who struggle under the U.S. capitalist system that they say enriches wealthy elites and leaves the average person behind. Oh, okay. But it's not about rejecting capitalism or the current system. No. It's about revolving them into the current future and letting them empower more groups of people. That's the whole point of this story. Oh, okay. Harambe is a representation of something that lets us look at more than just ourselves, what we're aspiring to as people. It's about connecting. A simple gesture of giving a banana builds community. Okay. All right. So if I'm walking down the street in New York and I give a banana to someone, I thought that was a racist thing. Maybe it's just me. I mean, I'm okay with it. Somebody gives me a banana, I may or may not eat it. I doubt I would, because I'm like, I don't know. It's Halloween. We're not supposed to take fruit like that anymore. So maybe I'll just get my own bananas. Okay. But so we have that. So we've got Jefferson down. We've got Harambe up. And we've got the bull surrounded by bananas. And then we have a huge sculpture called Water's Soul. It's a white sculpture and makes a statement in New York Harbor. Oh, okay. It's a towering statue, 80 feet high statue called Water's Soul. And it is to keep silent. It's a huge a woman's head with her index finger pressing on her lips. Shh. And it's facing Lower Manhattan along the Hudson River, inviting chaotic metropolis to stop and listen. Oh, that is so great. It's so great. Now, the artist, this is his biggest work to date. And you need to listen. It's the profound noise of the water talking to us. Oh, okay. The Snow White head commands a sweeping view of the river in front of a forest of high-rise buildings in Jersey City's rapidly developing Newport waterfront. Yeah, I mean, we're just developing that, right? So no, nothing about the statue is promoting the development. No, it's upstream from the Statue of Liberty. So you got that. And if you stop and listen, like the statue wants you to, you'll be able to hear the hum of diesel engines from the nearby Hoboken train terminal. You'll be able to hear the roar of helicopters overhead and the cries and laughter of children riding in strollers along the river walkways. But those are not the kind of noises that the artist wants his artwork to target. He's talking about the noise of information and messages to us, okay? So how about you get over yourself? Thomas Jefferson, gotta go. But Harambe and Water Soul can go ahead and stay, because those are art. Oh, and yesterday, you know, I didn't mention General Colin Powell passed away. Rest in peace, General, former Secretary of State. He passed away at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Reportedly from complications from COVID-19. He was 84 years old. And, you know, the big story was that he was fully vaccinated, but he was also being treated for multiple melanoma cancer, and that forms in certain white blood cells. So he's been, he was struggling with some underlying conditions as well. And so, but it, you know, represents a breakthrough case and a breakthrough death. Now, according to this story, When fully vaccinated patients die from COVID-19, it's reported now that 7,100 such deaths have been reported in the U.S., with 85% occurring in patients 65 and older. Huh. I didn't know that those, I thought we stopped reporting on those numbers. So, and if they're reporting 7,100, makes one think that it may be more. But I remember, I mean, Colin Powell was one of the, you know, DC elites, and he wish-washed back and forth. And let's not forget, he was the first black Secretary of State. But we have forgotten that President George W. Bush, an evil Republican, but, you know, part of the deep state, was one who appointed Colin Powell. And he played, I'll never forget. I know that Colin Powell was, you know, he's a, you know, he was a good American. We didn't always have to agree, but he was a, you know, former military, and he former Secretary of State, and a strong voice in Washington, D.C. But I will never forget him going before the United Nations and arguing that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. And he put up what I called, you know, cartoon pictures at the United Nations to make his case. Looked like the Roadrunner cartoon at the UN that Colin Powell was trying to say, this is what they've got. In Iraq, weapons of mass destruction. Oh, okay. He sold it, though. He sold it. The UN bought it, although we know now that it really kind of maybe wasn't true, was it? No, not really. But, ah, well. Rest in peace, Colin Powell. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink. Really, you know, there are days when you just need something cold to drink, and this is one of them. So good. All right, it's official. Kanye West is no longer Kanye West. He is now legally Ye. Y-E. Congratulations. Yay. Yay for yay. Excuse me. It's yay. So the Los Angeles judge approved the singer's new name. Congratulations. According to reports, he approved the petition. And so now it is just yay. Oh, okay. Look, this is America. You can be called whatever the heck you want, right? I mean, he used the excuse of personal reasons to change his name. I mean, we've talked about it when he applied or petitioned to have his name changed. Surprised it wasn't Yeezy, but you know, I guess we didn't want to just be Kanye. We just, you know, I guess Kanye meant that people would think it was Kanye West. So now it's just Ye. But I mean, look, he goes by one name, right? He joins the elite club of the one-namers, right? I mean, Adele. I was looking through a list of people, you know, the list is people who have go by one name, but, you know, what their real name was. But you have Adele, you have, and they have alphabetical here. So you have Awkwafina and Beck, Bono, Charo. Charo's got to be 100 now, right? I apologize. She's only 70. You have a Common, Drake, Eminem, Anya, Flea, Gotye. Oh, you Hammer. You know, it used to be MC Hammer, but he dropped the MC a while ago, so it's just Hammer. Ice-T, yeah, kind of the hyphenated. Jay-Z, right? Keisha. Liberace, Lizzo, Ludacris, Madonna, Moby. I mean, you have Pink, right? Prince. There's a bunch. There's several now. I mean, you're looking at in the 30s or 40s that go by one name. Sinbad. One person they don't have on here is they have Slash and Twiggy, Usher. Yeah. I mean, they have Yanni. Yeah. Zendaya. But they don't have Cher. I mean, Cher's, of course, right there with the tops in one name known, right? So anyway, congratulations to Kanye. I'm sorry. Ye. And you got to remember to call him that. I guess it's the artist. He's not the artist formerly known as Kanye West, although, I mean, it's where it's going to be printed everywhere for a while. But it is now just Ye. And I'm not sure if Britney counts, because when you think, I mean, it's Britney Spears, right? So it is Britney Spears, but when you say Britney, that's, you know who you're talking about. So she's kind of on that list as well. And I see where she was quoted as saying, I wish I lived in another country. I'm disgusted with the system. Oh, well, hey, Brit, go ahead and leave then. Okay. Bye. Take care. I'll just be honest and say I've waited so long to be free from the situation I'm in, and now that it's here, I'm scared to do anything because I'm afraid I'll make a mistake. Well, yeah. So for so many years, I was always told if I succeeded at things, it could end, and it never did. The star said she worked so hard and is very happy that her conservatorship situation is changing, but noted there's a lot of things that scare me. Uh-oh. She is going off the deep end. Look out, man. She's fearful of doing something wrong and said she won't be posting as much in a world where it's our liberty to be free. So, there you go. Just Britney struggling to find herself now that she's free. But, you know, she's not really free yet. And she also noted that showbiz is all I've ever known my whole life, which is why this is so very confusing for me. Anyway, God bless you all. You too, Brit. Thank you. Speaking of Britney, I see where Hooters is walking back their racy uniform policy after employees vent on TikTok. That's what the headline says. Now, apparently, Hooters had sent out some new uniforms, and they appear to be a little bit shorter than the orange shorts that they were used to wearing. They looked more like underwear, actually. And so the employees took to venting a little bit on TikTok and said, hey, they're a little bit, too undergarmenty. And so they were, I love my job, but I don't love wearing undies to work. I would disagree with that, but hey, that's just me. I'm with you. It's okay. You don't want to wear undies to work. Fine. So now Hooters has bent the knee halfway to the employees. So, I mean, we all know that, hello, Hooters, beer, booze, babes. Yes, that's what you go there for. And yes, I know they've faced scrutiny in the past for sexualizing and objectifying women. Those bastards. I could barely stand going to Hooters when I lived in Florida. Barely. There is a Hooters somewhere around here where I live here in DFW because I pass it ever so often, but I haven't been there. I apologize. And they just opened the new Hoots close to my house, which I've not been there yet either. That's a more family friendly Hooters called Hoots. I think we talked about it before because I drove by it thinking, whoa, hey, somebody's stealing Hooters, but it's them that's actually opening up. I looked online to see if there were any, what uniforms they had to wear at Hoots, since they were family friendly, and it looks like they're not wearing the original Hooters outfit. I know that some former Hooters girls are said, hey, you're paid to be sexually harassed and objectified. I would say, yeah. Now, that's horrible, right? I mean, here's an idea. Work somewhere else. I used to, 100 years ago, on a radio station in Tampa Bay, we did a show, Hooters on the Radio. And it was, Jesus, 1,000 years ago. But they were, I tell you, I could barely listen, okay? Because it was all about objectifying women, and I won't have it. It was Lynn Austin, BL, Brenda Lee. I forget who the other one was. Gosh darn it. And Fez Murray from the Ron and Ron Show. He was kind of like the anchor of the show. Anyway. I digress, thinking about old school radio on 620 WSUN, entertaining talk radio for the 90s. Oh, man, you don't get those days back. Anyway, Hooters is now, as I said, kind of half bending the knee. They're going to make the new undies shorts, well, optional. So you don't have to wear them if you're a Hooters girl. That's awful nice. So what will happen, I'm just throwing it out there. It's possible. I can foresee something, say, like, some girls will wear them and make bigger tips. So the other girls will say, well, damn it, I'm going to wear mine then. I want bigger tips too. But that's just me. That's just me. And it probably won't happen because that would mean that men are going in there and women and sexualizing and objectifying women. And then I won't hear of it. I won't hear of it any longer. So have you ever been to a fast food place named Culliver's? I have never been to a Culliver's, and I see they've got 808 locations around the U.S., and in fact, there's a couple in this neck of the woods here in Texas. It made me think about it because I missed it, on the 15th of October, which is apparently National Cheese Curd Day. And on National Cheese Curd Day, Culliver's had this giant cheese curd burger, the Curder Burger. So it's a fresh cheese curd in deep fried crust onto a butter burger. You know, it didn't look that bad. In the picture, and I'm willing to give it a shot, but apparently it was only a one-day thing. They said that they made a joke on April Fools, and everybody said, oh yeah, we need that, so they did it for National Cheese Curd Day. And then now they're waiting to see, and we'll know by now if the Curder Burger will become a regular option, because it was supposed to, you know, depend on sales and feedback, demand, and logistics following its one-day-only debut. So if you went to Culliver's and had a Curder Burger on National Cheese Curd Day, email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And I would love to know if it was worth a try and if Culliver's is actually, you know, making, it's Culliver's frozen yogurt fast food restaurant. Okay. I guess why am I not aware of Culliver's? Why am I not there? I'm going to try Culliver's, the fresh frozen custard, the butter burgers. Hello. Yes. I want a Curder Burger too. Yes. So if you went to Culliver's and, you know, tried the Curder Burger, let me know, chewingthefat@theblaze.com, if it was worth it, because I'm ready for it. Those of you listening in the UK can breathe just a little bit easier. There was a bakery that was using illegal sprinkles on your cookies. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. You could have eaten illegal sprinkles, and I hope you didn't. I hope you didn't break the law. I don't know that eating them is breaking the law, but using them certainly is. Apparently, the sprinkles contain E127 food coloring. And holy cow, you cannot have that in the UK. The red food coloring E127 is banned. Now, it's good enough for the cocktail cherries, but that's it. Nothing else. So if you had some of the sprinkles at the bakery that was selling its cookie with the illegal sprinkles, you broke the law. Okay. So apparently, the E127 food coloring has been linked to inattention and hyperactivity in children. I'm sure it had nothing to do with, you know, the cookies or the cakes or the ice cream that the sprinkles were being sprinkled on. But apparently the owner said, hey, the ones we use in the UK, they're no good. I don't like them. I only like the E127 ones. So if you had some, bless your heart, you got away with it. But no more. No more. Okay. So in the UK and the European Union, the use of E127 is restricted. It is a banned in edible foods, except cocktail cherries, as I said, and candied cherries. Oh, that's good. Wonder why that is. It's regulated in Australia along with cherries and only allowed in limited amounts of icing and frosting in Australia. Wow, this E127, man. This gets us back to the story we started out with. And the PFAS is the forever chemicals. So that's happening with the E127s too. All right. So apparently it was reported to the trading standards that this bakery, which, you know, they were making things with these illegal sprinkles. And I don't know if the SWAT team broke in or what happened, but apparently now everybody wants to know, hey, your cookies were so good. Why were they so good? Well, we know you were using illegal sprinkles, and that we cannot have. So he's not going to use them anymore, but he's not using any of those weak, sad United Kingdom sprinkles. There just won't be sprinkles on my cookies anymore. Okay, so we've got Sprinklegate going on in the UK, all right? And this bakery, the owner of Get Baked in Leeds, the owner, Rich Myers, is pissed, and he hates the UK sprinkles, and he's imported the ones from the United States, but now he can't, and he just can't do it. So Get Baked in Leeds is no longer using the illegal sprinkles. So, whew, that's good news for him and you and the country for that matter. So those of you that have had children, well, anywhere in the world, know that, I don't know how big your child was when they were born. I was there when my wives gave birth to all of my children, and they were all, I don't know, one was, I think the heaviest was 7 pounds or something like that. I honestly don't remember. But I do know, the procedure of having a child. What happens when you have a child? And this lady gave birth to a 14.1-pound baby. Now, I'd let that sink in for just a little bit. You know the procedure of what happens when you have a child, and then 14.1-pound human coming out. All right, that's why it didn't happen that way. It was a C-section. But still, that's not my point. 14.1-pound baby in Glendale, Arizona. Holy cow. That's kind of a big kid. I was going to go on record and saying that's kind of a big kid. Now, she's had other kids. One was 8.2 pounds and 11.1 pounds. Those are pretty big kids too. You can quote me on that. But 14.1 pounds, that's a big kid. That is a big kid. And you do not, you're going to be happy with the C-section. I'll just say that. I know, you know, I prefer a regular birth, but at 14.1 pounds, you just want, you want that kid out of you. And whatever is the easiest way to get that kid out of you, that's the way you're taken, aren't you? Yeah. In fact, I would venture to say that as you're having that 14.1 pound child, you're asking yourself, why hasn't someone invented a contraceptive device for males? Oh my gosh, they have. Now, we all know about, you know, condoms, right? But a lot of people don't like them. And, you know, we have birth control for women, but there isn't really any birth control for men. Well, apparently some German graduates have invented a testicle bath, what they're calling a contraption. It's a temporary at-home male sterilization device. It's an ultrasound-based, reversible and hormone-free male contraceptive device for home use. And it's named COSO, C-O-S-O, and it's won the Dyson Award, for an international award that celebrates design and engineering, and will, you know, it's gonna move on to bigger and better things. All right, the device is used by filling it up with water, heating it to the required temperature, and placing those inside the device. Following that, those are hit with ultrasound for several minutes, and then it suppresses the spermatogenesis, leaving the user temporarily infertile. I mean, if it works, okay. A lot of women have a problem with the pill, and you know, a lot of people have a problem with the condoms. So if this is a thing that you can do, you know, you dip them in, you heat it up, and then you're good to go. So there's that. I don't know if this is for sale on Goop yet. I'm going to have to check. Or you could, but it doesn't say here, hey, you can pick this up at goop.com. So it will be, though. You can bet it will be for sale on Goop at some point in the future. Okay, so sure, the White House has told governors, and really you, that be ready to start vaccinating kids. Yay! But in California, as the state tightens coronavirus vaccine rules, there are parents and school employees that are staging walkouts. The statewide vaccine mandate for school employees kicks in, and it kicks in right now, this week, and jobs are on the line. And pushback from many of the school employees, parents, and students have already started, and that's not just in California. We know of people losing their jobs or quitting because they're not going to get vaccinated, and it is mandated that they do. Southwest employees protest the vaccine mandates. According to the employees, we are the love airline. So employees have been carrying signs reading, terminate the mandate, no jabs for jobs, and freedom, not force. Actually, I like those. Good, you know, put it back in their face. See if something comes of it. I don't know if it will or not. I hope it does. But let's terminate the mandate. No jab for jobs. Freedom, not force. Okay, good. Keep it up. Keep it up. Plenty of people are walking away from their jobs because they're not going to get vaccinated. And, you know, the fight is on. So I told you not long ago that we're going to have, you know, it's going to be unvaxxed, unvaxxed v the vaxxed, and it's going to be triple V, baby. And Triple V? Yeah, Triple V. That's what I'm calling it. It's called Unvaxxed. Envax, the Vax, something like that. We'll figure it out later. Just know that the war is going to happen. And by war, I just mean people aren't going to be unhappy with each other, okay? Terminate the mandate. No jab for jobs. Freedom, not force. A lot of people, a lot of companies are trying to walk the line of mandating their employees who are going to work in their buildings to be vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated and they still want you as an employee, they designate you as a permanent off-site employee. What were they calling it? I think it was permanent remote employee, maybe something like that. But you understand what I'm saying. So you are not allowed to come into the building. You work from home or your own office space, but you don't come into this building anymore. Really, really, really strange time here in the United States. And we talked about last week that, you know, an average of 36% of the U.S. workforce is back in the office in 10 major cities. Okay. All right. No problem. And I mean, we're getting reports that San Francisco office space downtown is empty. Workers have moved out. So apparently San Francisco's financial district and South Market neighborhood, ghost town. Yeah, well, I mean, there's businesses are closing down. I know Walgreens is shutting down stores in San Francisco. Now Walgreens is saying that it's because of the shoplifting and the rampant crime is to blame. And so it claims that, this is Walgreens speaking now, they reveal it spends 46 times as much on security compared to other locations outside of San Francisco. The mayor claims Walgreens is only shutting down 5 stores to cut costs. Yeah, companies are able to do that. San Francisco mayor, London Breed. That's what companies do. I hate capitalism and what companies do. So Walgreens has closed 17 stores in the past 5 years due to rising shoplifting cases, leaving still have 53 stores open in the San Francisco area. Give me a break. And that's what companies do, which just drives me insane. So be ready for, you know, government pharmacies. And those always work out great, don't they? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And speaking of getting ready to, you know, I mentioned that, you know, the White House said, get ready to vaccinate your kids. They said yesterday that the FDA is going to recommend mix and match COVID vaccine booster shots. Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of good, right? Well, sure. Look, if you're vaccinated and you can go ahead and receive a different booster shot from the vaccine they originally received. Oh, well, why would that be? Oh, look, one booster shot over another doesn't really matter. It's just choose a different brand at your own discretion. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. So I wonder if I've had the Johnson and if I haven't had the Johnson and Johnson, because that's a one and done deal, right? So do I get another Johnson & Johnson, or do I get, if I've had the Moderna, which I've had, am I better off getting the Johnson & Johnson as the booster, or am I better off getting the Pfizer? Now, according to them, they say no. So this one study found that those who received the Johnson & Johnson say a greater increase in antibodies from a booster shot of the Moderna vaccine than a booster from the Johnson & Johnson. So is the booster from, let's see, hold on. Researchers also found that a booster of the Pfizer vaccine, I want to get this right now. The study found that those who received the Johnson & Johnson say a greater increase in antibodies from a booster shot of the Moderna vaccine than from a booster of the Johnson & Johnson. So if I had the Johnson & Johnson, I should get the Moderna booster. Researchers also found that a booster of the Pfizer vaccine also raised the antibody levels of the Johnson & Johnson recipients So I should get either one. If I had the Johnson & Johnson, I need the Moderna or Pfizer booster than the booster of the J&J. Okay, but not as high as the Moderna. So you want the Moderna booster if you got the Johnson & Johnson. If I didn't get the Johnson & Johnson regular one and done, I wonder if I'm better off getting the Johnson & Johnson booster. That doesn't make that, probably not though, because the Moderna is the strongest overall. So we'll just go with that. Stick with that, okay? Get vaccinated and just get the Moderna and shut up, okay? Get vaccinated and shut your mouth, all right? I'm so sick of it. We're gonna lose our minds here in a little while. And I don't understand the division, but it's there. It's just incredible to me. American Express employees apparently now are going to be able to work anywhere for up to 4 weeks a year. Well, I mean, okay, why the big deal? And that's going to include the 15 days when employees are allowed to work outside their country. Oh, okay. So apparently American Express has divided staffers into hybrid, on-site, and fully virtual categories. That's how they're doing it. So if I'm fully virtual, I don't need to get vaccinated. But the universities are not doing that, right? We heard the kid in New Jersey saying, you have to be vaccinated, but he doesn't even go on campus. So, I mean, really strange. If you don't go on campus, there's no point. If you don't go on campus and you don't want to be vaccinated, that's the way to do it, right? Don't go on campus. That can't be legal. It just can't be. It can't be legal. So 20% of the credit card issuers' employees wanted to work virtually full time. Wow, they do not want to come back into the office for American Express. So employees in the United States, United Kingdom, and Germany are supposed to come back to the office January 24th of 2022, and most of them want to work, do not want to come back into the office. So we're going to give you more time to work away. You can work up to 4 weeks not coming back into the office, plus the 15 days of working outside of their own country. So if I say I have to work outside of the country and I don't, is that a problem? Yeah, you can't lie to your place of business, Jeff. Don't you know that? Oh, yeah, I believe that people would never lie to their employers, right? Right. One last thing. Remember shave a head, save a human. The links are up on my social media sites. You can help me pay to save a human for 1 year. $6,000 is my goal. To pay for legal documents, medical travel to their home country, food, water, lodging, transportation, educational and vocational training for a survivor of human slavery for 1 year, thanks to OurRescue.org. The links to help me raise money for this are on all my social media accounts. And if I reach my goal, I'm going to shave my head, and I need you to, donate a little money and help save a human. Shave a head, save a human.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.